Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So happy to have you here today, and maybe you're coming to the podcast for the very first time. So what we do here is I read a scripture. We're going through the book of Proverbs, and we're almost done now, and then I pray according to scripture. And so hopefully it's a refreshing time where you can learn just through how I do it, how to pray scripture back to the Lord, but also to be encouraged. And if it does encourage you, feel free to pass it on to someone else who may feel like there's nobody in the whole wide world praying for them. I will pray. So send this on. You can do it on the app, Pray Every Day app, which is on iTunes and Google Play. Or there are lots of other ways. PrayEveryDay.show will get them there as well. Or an Alexa device, and you can ask Alexa and the Alexa skills to play your prayer every day, which is kind of fun. Really good for moms who are busy and on the go. Okay, so we're in Proverbs 31, verses 1 through 9. Tomorrow we'll finish up the whole book, and after that we're going to be going through the scriptures that are in my book, We Too, How the Church Can Respond Redemptively to the Sexual Abuse Crisis. But for right now, we're in the ESV of Proverbs 31, 1 through 9, and it says this. The words of King Lemuel, an oracle that his mother taught him. What are you doing, my son? What are you doing, son of my womb? What are you doing, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, your ways to those who destroy kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine or for rulers to take strong drink, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed and pervert the rights of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to the one who is perishing and wine to those in bitter distress. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I know that this is a decree from an oracle, or for an oracle, of a mom to a son, and he has some sort of position, and she advises him not to give his strength to women and not to drink too much. And yet at the end of this, we kind of see what really is the gist of her heart for her son, and that is that he would be a king of justice. And of course, Jesus, when you walked this earth, you were a king of justice. You did not only speak for those who had no words, but you healed the mute. You not only provided light for the blind, you healed their sight. Those who were born lame leapt again. And so you were kind of that fulfillment of the kind of king that we need, this righteous king who heals the nations. And so, Lord, if we want to be like you, we want to have that kind of heart for the poor, the needy, the destitute, those who cannot speak, those who cannot hear, those who are left behind, those who are on the outcast of society, Lord. If we want to be like you, we want to be just like that. And so, Lord, give us a heart for that. Lord, instead of turning to something that would mar our judgment, whether that be too much social media or opioids or pornography or wine and drink or just a preoccupied mind, achievement. There's so many things that we could chase other than you. So instead of doing that, Lord, we choose today to reorient our hearts and our minds to you, and to trust you, and to ask you to give us a heart of wisdom and a heart of discernment and a heart of righteousness, so that we could be your agents of justice on this earth, not in a vengeance sort of way, but just to speak up for those who cannot speak up, to see for those who cannot see, to guide those who are walking blindly. Lord, when we open our mouths at the end of this verse 9, we want to judge righteously. We want to have your heart, your mind, the way you see things. And the only way we can do that is to spend time with you and to spend time in your word and to be so seeped into your wisdom that we can't help but be an agent of wisdom in this world. Lord, help us to defend the rights of the poor and needy and open our eyes to the cries of those who are oppressed today. I know in our insulated culture here in the United States, it's hard to do that sometimes because we insulate ourselves. And I confess that I've done that far too much. I've insulated myself from the hurts of others. And so, Lord, open our eyes and our hearts and our minds to the pain that is around us and help us to meet those pressing needs so that we can be part of your justice on this earth. Lord, thank you for the book of Proverbs. We're almost all the way through, and I'm just thankful for the wisdom that you've given us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a little review or a rating on iTunes or Stitcher. It just helps get the podcast into the hands of those who don't yet have it. So thanks so much for that in advance, and have an amazing, joy-filled, peace-filled day.